Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. You have to talk, Lindsay, because the audio people can't hear you.
I thought I said hi. I'll be louder.
You did not say water. I mean, maybe you said hi in your head, but it was not actually vocal.
Because we still release these. We stream them to YouTube, but then we do release them as podcast into the regular feed. So you have to talk.
I'm working on it.
Okay. And Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
Leah's worried that she got a new camera and that her head looks big. I think it looks nice.
Good.
It's extra like bright here too, because like it's not that weird like dirty film from like my MacBook camera. It's so I had to like readjust like my level, and so if my face like accidentally disappears, also it fell off because I'm getting used to it.
If my face disappears.
I mean, my light will not turn off tonight because everybody knows I'm recording, but the camera might fall. So.
Okay. We'll just fall with you.
Welcome
Leah.
To my
but
world,
But I think
friends.
You look nice. I like the new camera.
Thank you.
You look fancy. I put my St. Patrick's Day decorations up.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I got to find my gnome shirt.
We have
not that I don't wear it during the middle of the year, like randomly anyway, but just saying.
It is March. February was quick, but not painless in my house. So.
Yeah, February seemed like it flew by. It was not a good month, but it flew by.
Although I feel like last week was like a week of Mondays. Like if it could go awry.
Yeah, but you had a bad week last week.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully we are on the mend for this week and things, March will be better, right?
Does it come in like a lamb?
If it comes in like a lamb,
it came in like a lion, out like a lamb. Yeah. We had really shitty weather yesterday.
So. Oh, it was nice here. So.
Oh, yeah. It snowed and like the wind was bad. Like it was shitty here.
I also, Mike Burrier is on spring break for one full week during March, so that will be bonus. We get to do, like, remodel and household stuff, so good times. What can I convince Michael to build me over spring break?
Yeah, I was like, this sounds like Michael doing work and Becky supervising.
Yes, yes. yes. It's also
Michael has had a month though. Maybe yes. He needs to take a day.
Yeah, he might take a vacation. Deserve a break.
Well, I might convince him to build my coffee bar that I really want in my kitchen because I bought my espresso machine today.
Yay.
I've been only talking about getting it since what, October, September?
When it first came out.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. So be prepared for coffee pictures as I'm going to try to convince Sydney to learn how to make latte art.
Maybe if we could get Ninja as a sponsor and he'll send us all a coffee bar.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I would like a coffee bar and a slushy machine. Those are my two like requests.
You know, with like one of their like little bullet pulverizers that like sort of works as like a single serve smoothie or like a... What is the?
Oh, yeah. It's like the personal blender. I have like an immersion blender and like a little. I have a Ninja blender and has like the single serve like.
Yeah.
Cup
thing, yeah.
That I can put on it, but I mean, yeah.
I am a big fan of like I've never had it, but I see everybody doing their creamy stuff.
Like my neighbor has the creamy, and I've been very tempted to just ask to borrow it, but I haven't done it yet.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. I haven't seen that.
It makes the ice cream.
It makes ice cream.
Oh, it's like a plastic container and you can like make your own blends and stuff.
But like it has a setting for gelato and frozen yogurt. Mm-hmm. Like you can even be healthy if you want it.
I think I might.
I don't want to clean that.
I think I got it for my birthday one year and I used it one time and it lives on top of my mug cabinet.
We're going to talk about Lindsay later. We don't have time to unpack that tonight. Okay, so we do have an episode. We're not just going to talk about small kitchen appliances.
It kind of, like, relates.
It does fit tonight.
I think you're coffee bar.
Usually we are nowhere close to what we're talking about, but tonight it
It
fits.
kind of does fit. Okay, so we're brewing up some extra sweet t we're brewing up something extra sweet today as we dive into one of our favorite romance settings, the bakery and coffee shop. Whether it's a cozy cafe in a small town, a bustling urban bakery, or the grumpy barista falling for the sunshine regular, there's just something about these places that make romance even more delicious. So why do we love these settings so much? What do they add to the story? And why do they make for some of the best meet cutes? We're breaking it all down, from the swoony tension between characters over lattes and pastries to the deep symbolism of food, love, and community. Grab your favorite drink. Make it a sweet treat and settle in as we talk about all things romance, coffee, and baked goods. So let's do this first. What is your go-to coffee order? Do you have a go-to coffee order? I'm sure
I'm
Lindsay does.
wearing my coffee shop. You can't even see it, but I'm wearing my coffee shop sweater today. I didn't even plan this. It's from a coffee shop here that is called Heatwave, and I have like 20 coffee shop orders, but I like to get, like, when I go in, I like to get whatever their seasonal is. And we have like the new coffee shop I like a lot. They're called Heatwave, and they do different flavored cold foam cold brews. So like the one they have right now is orange cardamom, and the cold brew coffee they make with it, like the orange seamlessly, like the flavors they pick for the cold foam like work seamlessly with the flavor of the cold brew, and it is I'm so obsessed with them. Anyway.
Jenny, what's your go-to coffee house order?
Probably a raspberry mocha.
Raspberry mocha. Leah, what is your go-to coffee order?
Mine, it depends on where I'm going. Like, we have a local coffee shop that I just like. Their brewed coffee is amazing, like just a straight cup of coffee, but they have a really good mocha because of the chocolate they use. But if I'm going to Starbucks, I always get a caramel macchiato. I don't know
Yeah.
why. That's just like the one I always get. Nora likes to mix it up a little bit, I
I
am
do
just
like a
boring.
nitro cold brew, and again, it's probably only something you can get at, for me, you can only get that at like Starbucks. But locally, I'm always interested in a mocha. I'm a little obsessed with all of these different flavored cold foams. I haven't fallen in love with lavender yet. I tried
Oh,
it.
that's my favorite.
Do you love that?
I
Yes,
like a
I do.
lavender in my lemonade, but really that's it.
I love lavender lemonade. I love lemon lavender in general. That was my wedding cake flavor.
Okay. See, and I do love the pistachio latte or the pistachio cold foam.
I like a pistachio latte also.
I found pistachio butter at Walmart by that Be Good food brand.
Better good.
Oh,
Better
yeah.
Good, is that what it is? Better Good. And I just take a spoonful of it and like stir it into my coffee and then add cream and a little sweetener. It's delicious.
No joke, I started buying that stuff after you told me about it, and my Michael uses it in like sandwiches. He eats it.
But it's
He
so
eats so much
rich.
of it. It's really good, and it's actually pretty good for
Yeah,
you.
it's really rich though. But I do like a pistachio. I like chocolate cold foam on a cold brew. That also works lovely. Okay, so here's a funny story. Stacy shares in the chat on YouTube. Crazy, I just pulled a pumpkin coffee cake with cream cheese swirl out of the oven. Well, friend, first of all, you didn't share the recipe in the Discord. Secondly, where's my piece? Right?
Yeah, definitely. You need to share that over in the Discord. I do like a chai latte, like Bonnie said, but I usually get the dirty
I was
chai
gonna say, you're
because
a dirty chai, because
I
she's
like
a
a
dirty
dirty chai.
girl.
I actually had one yesterday at my local coffee shop. It was quite tasty.
Lee's
The
a
coffee shop
dirty
that we
girl.
have that I'm obsessed with, they partner with a chocolate shop and they made a pumpkin spice cold brew chocolate bar. And like, I was gonna share it with other people, and Charlie was like, no, that is too good to share. Like, those belong in our house. And I have like three of these,
Did
and no, you don't
I
want them.
send you the chocolate? So, did I send it to any of you actually? So, where Sid works, the donut shop is also a coffee roaster, and they have with a lo there's a local chocolate ice cream shop called Dietz's here in town, and they have signature bars that you can only buy at the coffee shop. So it has like their beans and the chocolate and stuff. I think I sent one.
You've never sent me that. I get the caramels and the
I was
chocolate
like,
covered pretzels, and that is all.
okay,
that's
I'll have to
I
buy some chocolate
feel
bars.
pretzels.
I am feeling a
The
little
pretzels.
unloved right now.
I'm really sorry. You know, when you
I
guys
have
come
a
to visit.
feeling they don't make it to our boxes.
This is
Well,
true. You may have
possible.
purchased them for us, but they don't actually get to
It's
us.
possible. It's possible. They're delicious because they have like a dark one. They have a milk chocolate with the regular beans and then that the creme brulee coffee that we had last Saturday, Jenny. They have
Oh,
that
yeah.
flavoring in the chocolate. So good.
That would
But
be really good.
I also know that Lindsay's like, please send me more chocolate covered pretzels.
It's such a problem. They're so
I have
good.
to share
I've been
mine.
making chocolate covered pretzels so much. Like, I brought a bag of them when I went back to visit my family. Like, I've been getting fancy seasonal sprinkles. And then for some reason, I bought llamas and cactus sprinkles off Amazon. And I was like, now I need to make
Llamas?
chocolate
Like mini
with llamas.
llamas?
Yes.
I want to eat llama
So now
sprinkles.
Leah's on Amazon buying llama sprinkles. Okay.
Hey,
It's on
I am no touching my phone right now, but that I probably will buy them before the end of the
So let's talk about the coffee shop and the bakery setting.
Yeah.
Why do bakeries and coffee shop, why do you think that that is something that is often found in romances? I mean, a lot of meet cutes, a lot of times we'll find heroines or heroes that work in the coffee shop, or especially in small town settings, we often see a bakery or a coffee shop that is pivotal to the setting of the town and the story.
Well, because it is a big part of the town. Like I live in a very small town, as I've said before. So, and then it's adjacent to another small town. We have, no joke, four coffee shops and bakeries in like the within a 5 mile radius. And they're all busy. They're all like frequented. It's one of those things where lots of people drink coffee and lots of people drink tea. And who doesn't love a scone?
I mean, I'm a biscotti girl. We had to.
I mean, I like a biscotti too, but a good scone. I'm just saying, like it's one of those things. It's an easy setting to create because you go, you sit down, you have conversation.
Yeah.
Really versatile in what they can do because it's a community center. They're not just a coffee shop. Like, they're a place where people meet for different purposes, like business, casually meet, accidentally meet. There's usually some kind of like community event. Like, there's been some romances where they do like game nights at coffee shops or things like that. So I think like kind of like a crossroads in most towns of traffic.
Well, and I know that like S.J. Tilley, the first book in her series Sleek Kitten, she the heroine goes to a coffee shop that does romance readings. Like, you get to pick a passage from your favorite romance book and read it out loud and share. And it really fit into like her perfect day kind of vibe. But it also like the fact that he showed up and that he went there and, you know, was willing to do that. I think that that adds it adds a piece, like, 'cause do you think that so do you I also feel like bakeries and coffee shops versus like say a gym or a bar are more gender neutral. Like, the dude can be the barista, the girl can be the barista. Do you know what I mean?
My best is dudes. A lot of them are dudes.
A lot of them are dudes.
I think it does lend to the gender neutral, but also like there's less stereotype with the baristas as like because bartenders a lot of times are like they're the hot bartender. And it's like, yes, if the dude is the barista, he's the hot barista. But a lot of times you'll have a fat heroine as a bakery owner or a barista coffee shop owner. And I'm not saying that it's right in that stereotype, but it's easier to have that than like the fat heroine bartender, which
Or even, but even the fat heroine who owns the gym. We don't
Yeah.
typically
Yeah.
see that.
Exactly. Like it just it
Yeah, if
kind
you
of
have
lends
that
into
wreck,
that.
I would like it.
Right? We want the plus size girly in the
Mm-hmm.
gym. That would be great. So if you've written that, let us know.
I know I've come across a couple of them. I know I have, but I couldn't can't tell you what they are off the top of my head. But and that's the thing, like it kind of it's an easy pick because of that stereotype, but it actually creates a really dynamic story at the same time. And it's one of those things like a bar, like when you're going to a bar, it's loud. Like easy conversation is not always eat like I'm using the word easy a lot here, people.
You are.
It's okay.
I think
No, but it's like
there's more tra
somebody's. Go ahead,
there's more
Jenny.
traffic in the coffee shop and bakery because they're open during the day, right? You go to the bar at night, and so like you're seeing people of all walks of life. Like the bar scene is definitely a different demographic
Yeah. When
where
you get Stacy said in
everyone
the
goes to the
chat,
coffee shop.
you
The
get looked
hours of
down upon if you go to
operation.
the bar at 9 a.m. before you go to work. People don't really
Yeah,
like
I
that.
mean, I don't think the bar here is open at 9 a.m., but
The Stony is here, so we can always go
no,
there.
well, that does not surprise me
But
at
that's the thing, like you get that you can have that morning traffic and a lot of coffee shops, like not all of them are open late, like some close early, but there are a lot that are open
Well,
late too. So like you have the early morning traffic and the like late afternoon,
Bonnie
evening
says it
traffic too.
too. It's a setting that people know and can relate to. And that's really true. Like, I can visualize fairly easy even the smallest of coffee shops, the smallest of bakeries. I
Yeah.
do think that it fits more seamlessly in a small town setting than it does in an urban setting. Because again, there's a Starbucks on every corner.
Well, and that's the thing, there's less mom and pop shops in the urban setting. Like we have a Dunkin', and it took years for that to come because like it's the adjoining town, but they're very against like any corporations coming in, but they got around it because of like where the location
Yeah.
is. And we're getting a Starbucks like on the other side of town, but it's like on the main drag and it's in a
Well,
different
and I think in an
borough,
urban
so
setting, the coffee cart
yeah.
is more
Oh.
the vibe. Like the Jessica Peterson book, The Troublemaker. She owns the coffee shop in downtown Charlotte, goes to the office and sells the coffee from her cart. And I think Laura Pavlov and Willow Astor wrote a book together that book one in that series, it's a Billionaire Brother series. She owns the coffee shop but wants to open like a standalone bakery within their building and stuff. So
Coffee shop cart also opens the door for like so many different ways to approach like romance and meet cute. And I say that because like one of the coffee carts here, when Hozier came through on his concert, like he bought the coffee cart for the day.
okay.
Back. So it's like there's so many different ways you can take these stories because of like how versatile the businesses are.
Well, and I think it's Smitten by Lauren Rowe, where she uses the coffee shop setting to overcome her stage fright because she can perform at open mic night. So you can even see things like Rockstar Romances with a coffee shop in it, Sports Romances, Canon by Sawyer Bennett. She's the manager of the coffee shop, and they literally run into, and I'm sorry. I think that that is the disaster meet cute of running in and spilling coffee because I'm a spiller. Like, if you see me carrying liquid, steer clear, people, because I'm gonna spill it.
It's not just the liquids.
Well, no.
Right.
I spill all the things. But I just think that that's such a great meet cute, and it creates almost this instant spark. And for people that don't love instant connection, so I ask you this question, Jenny. For people who don't love instant connection, if it's a meet disaster like that, does it make it a little bit more believable into their chemistry?
I think it does, depending on how like the person that got spilled on reacts. If that makes sense, like if they like freak out and like start yelling at them, maybe not like an instant connection, but like if they like react like, hey, it's okay, like then it's like a relatable like desired.
It kind of has that wrong moment, wrong time kind of vibe a little bit, which I think adds a layer of chemistry to things.
It definitely creates tension, like, because you're like,
Well,
especially if the coffee is hot and
right?
And it always is. It almost always is hot
it
because it just wouldn't be the same if it wasn't like scalding and you have
I
to
always
like.
like when whoever is the spiller gets all the napkins and is trying to wipe down like the guy in the very expensive suit. Sister.
And then she gets to the crotchnal area, and they're like, oh, maybe I should stop doing that.
I will say one of the things about coffee shops that I really love is oftentimes if it's not the main characters that are the owners of the coffee shop, but a lot of stuff happens in the coffee shop. And I'm talking about one specifically, and that is the coffee shop in Winterville. Because the lady that owns the coffee shop in Winterville kind of has this thing for the dad of Book Two, and he's also the town mechanic. And like, I still to this day ask Carrie Elks if we could have their book yet. Like,
Like just so even a little novella.
A novella.
well, we got like a line in the last book that they're, together.
Bump and uglies.
But I'm just like, wait. Also love it. Lindsay, I can't think of the book, but I also love it when the owner of the coffee shop lives
Above.
upstairs, above.
Neutral grounds.
What is
Chippy
it?
Kate's neutral grounds.
Yes, neutral grounds. Yeah. I was like, I love that too because you can't really escape.
Yeah, it actually happens a lot because you have these owners who are younger and trying to save money, so like they're in like one space and it's like that, like the mortgage or the rent is, you know what I mean?
I just looked at the YouTube comments.
Wait, it
From
sounds like one.
Jeremy.
I'm curious. I was like, that was not funny.
Wait, I'm
Oh
literally.
no, I laughed, but it
Like,
was like a serious moment, so I didn't say anything. I was waiting to see who else read it.
hey, Jenny, did you get the hot dog? It's how we went to the next level.
Oh, yes, it is.
Did you have a meat disaster?
No, he called
Also,
me
you
and
cannot
asked
leave
if.
us hanging with that.
Yeah, what about a
He
hot dog,
called me
Jenny?
and he called me and asked me if I was buying the hot dogs.
At the coffee shop?
At the coffee.
No, he was going into Meijer,
Oh,
but
okay.
we have a hot dog bar.
I do like a good hot dog. I
It's
do
like a
too.
bar that has fancy hot dogs and fancy cocktails.
See, I like a chili dog with onions and mustard. That is
No,
a
I like a
chili
hot
dog with
dog with
everything.
cheddar cheese and bacon and barbecue sauce.
No, thank you.
Or a coleslaw dog. So a hot dog with coleslaw and tomatoes on it.
That also
So
sounds
delicious. And do you
disgusting.
know what hot dogs are perfect for those kinds of hot dog? Fancy hot dogs? The Costco Kirtland brand hot dogs.
Oh my gosh, those are so bad. Why
Water bag?
are they bad?
They have so much. So I have to dose my child by the amount of fat he eats.
Okay, so what you mean bad is they're very delicious but not healthy.
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm obsessed with them. So that's, I think, the only reason Mike Burrier agreed to let me have a Costco membership is so that we can buy those hot dogs.
Well, I mean, you could go to, well, I guess, never mind. They don't let you anymore.
No. And I'm not talking about the ones
Anyways.
from the stand. I'm talking about like I bought the 8-pack of
Chew on
wieners.
a whole bag
I
and
bought an
take them home.
8-pack of wieners.
8-pack of
Becky bought
wieners.
the, yep, Becky bought the hot dogs. I did not. An
Okay.
8-pack.
Give.
Anyways.
And there is our tangent.
So one of the things that came up as I was looking for this is there's also this, there's a care that goes in when you own a bakery or you own a coffee shop. You have regulars, you have people you care about. And that's one of the things, that we're looking for in our romance, right? Are those connections, those caregiving, those communities. And you want to create an atmosphere of caregiving, but it also between the two, like I think of Harlow James, the first book in her billionaire series. She's a barista working part-time, and he like buys her a basket of cheese, which doesn't have so much to do with the coffee shop. It's that's how he finds out where she works, and he wants her to eat and finds out her favorite food is cheese. But it goes to that the heart of providing nourishment and feeding people.
That is a big time upfront romantic gesture.
A basket of
Cheese
cheese.
is expensive.
Cheese is
Cheese is
expensive.
expensive. Well,
Yeah.
and it was like fancy cheese too. It wasn't just like basic stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah. Big one.
I also love it. Kiss by Kiss by Kaylee Ryan. In that book, she keeps saying she can't go on a date with him because she has to stay and till the bakery sells out, and then she's got to be up early in the morning to bake for the next day. He legit buys out the bakery.
Well, and there's another book that I've read, but I can't think of, it's not on my list because I can't think of it. And like she always talks about how she has to get up super early. So their date nights are always at like 4 p.m. They're like, they do like the early bird special. So that way they can hang out and he goes to sleep with her and like wakes up with her. And it's like, I cannot think of what it is off the like now.
There's a little bit of that in Kiss My Kiss too. Kaylee Ryan, that book is another one where the heroine is plus size and she's been abused
Yes.
by her ex from her size. And like the way Kaylee Ryan handles that, the way that the hero shows up, like that's a really good book. Like if you want a hero that's just like.
That was such a good series to binge too. It's the Riggs
Riggins.
brothers, Riggins brothers. It was such a great series to binge from book one till the end. Like I was obsessed, and I think she did she write a novella for the parents? So we found out how they met.
Yeah, just recently too, I think.
Yeah, it was
'Cause there was
such.
a novella like to start the series and then there was the whole series and I feel like we just got the parents novella within the last couple of months.
It was so good. I really, really like that series. It's one of those, again, I think Kaylee Ryan is one of those that is just really, people are sleeping on.
Oh, big time.
I think people are just sleeping on those.
I think part of it is like her books are very, they're not soft, but there's not a lot of angst. There's a lot of emotion, but they're like,
They're mac and cheese.
they're mac and cheese. And some people are not looking for that mac and cheese. But one thing with her books, though, too, is they're all very different. Like her characters are different, her stories are different. Like you're not reading the same book over and over again.
And even in her extended families, like you have the Riggins, there's five brothers. The one series, it's like nine brothers. Each character is very unique and very different. And it was well done. Billionaire in Blue Jeans series by Erin Nicholas. It's not a bakery, they own the pie shop.
I mean, but it's a pie shop, so it's kind of baking.
Baking.
But she has her Applebee, oh, Iowa, the sweet cakes, no, hot cake series. Like those are all bakery based. Like it's a small town bakery and then a big corporation who make like almost like Little Debbie's.
Well, in the billionaire
Yeah.
one, it's one that it's about feeding people. Like you get that community caregiving nourishment. That's where I was going
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
with
and
that. No, it's I don't care.
go in the other
It's 100%
direction.
a bakery. You do the same things. You mix things together, you put it in a dish thing, and you bake it. It's the same process.
Right.
It's 100% a bakery.
Well, and even
You're
like
baking it.
anything but pie.
you have to bake it, you have to
I'm not
roll out the
baking
pie
anything,
crust.
so.
I like a good blueberry muffin from a bakery, like with the crumble on top.
Oh yeah. I had a raspberry muffin the other day from the local bakery. It was quite tasty.
I also am a big fan of cupcakes. Okay, and I didn't know this until a few years ago. There are people that pull their cupcakes apart and put the bottom part
I
on
do that.
top of the.
You make a sandwich.
Right?
I didn't even know
Yeah,
that
you
was
take
a
the
thing.
bottom and like put it on the top and then squeeze it so that way you're not eating like all the ice and then you have like the butt of the cupcake with nothing.
Why is this a secret only some people know?
I didn't realize it was a secret.
I only learned it
It
recently.
wasn't a
I have
secret.
eaten my cupcakes. The rare occasion that I eat cupcakes, I have always eaten them like that.
I've never seen a person do this. You know how I see people eat cupcakes? They either scrape the icing off, lick the icing off, break the top off, and eat the bottom. Like, there's
Like a
many,
muffin
but
top.
it's always about the icing, and it's more of a muffin type process. Yes. But I've never seen the sandwich method, and now I feel like I need a cupcake to experience this myself. What do you do
It's
if there's like three
true.
layer, like what do you do when the cupcake to icing ratio is 1 to 1?
I'd squish it. I don't
Still
know.
squish it. Yeah, you just pull it in
You
half.
just
Yeah.
break the bottom and smush.
I didn't even know this was a thing until recently, Lindsay, so don't
I'm
get mad at
learning this.
me
I don't know
right
how
now.
nobody knew about this.
I
Jenny, did
knew.
you know?
Yes, I knew. Like, I didn't know, like you, I did not know it was a secret.
I didn't know people didn't know about that.
I only
And I'm
know
not a cake
right
eater
now.
either. Like, that's what boggles my mind. Like, I could go years without eating actual cake and I would be content with that.
What's wrong with you? Cherry chip cake is like the
What the
superior
fuck is
cake.
cherry chip cake?
What is cherry chip cake?
Very.
You've
Oh
never had
my
cherry
God.
chip cake?
Is it an
No, but I
Ohio
had
thing?
watermelon cake that
No.
is literally watermelon flavored pound cake and it's delicious.
No,
That does not sound good.
it's like a vanilla cake
That is so
with
good.
chopped up maraschino cherries in it. And I don't know, it's delicious. The donut shops, it works out. They started making cherry chip donuts.
I mean, when I come visit next time, I'll get a cherry chip donut.
They're divine. I didn't know, nobody
It
knew.
does sound good, but I don't know what it is. I like a cheesecake or an ice cream cake. I'm
I'm a
not
big fan
necessarily like
of
a
Dietz's or Dietz's Dairy Queen. They make the ice cream cake, they make them cupcake size so you can
Yeah,
get like
you've
a
talked about
single
this.
serving. It's delicious.
I want like baby sized desserts where I can try like 20 different things for one dessert.
I mean, fair. We're
You would
talking
like
about a lot of food this
a
episode
dessert
and not
tasting
necessarily
cream.
books.
I'm actually getting
I
really
know.
hungry for these freaking like desserts now though.
I really wanted bread pudding earlier.
Ooh, I made apple crisp yesterday. It was really
That
good.
sounds
You know
healthy.
what? I was really disappointed with the Smarty Pants books with not because the books were bad. The books were amazing, the Donner Bakery ones, but I was really upset because I did try to make like some fancy experimental muffins. Did not go well.
Did not go well.
Well, and the one Jiffy
Well,
Cake book, like Temperance, like she does all the Johnny Cash names for her
I know I
muffins.
wanted to
Right.
bring a fire muffin.
Like they sound really good. I
Where's
wonder if
the recipes?
Jeff and Jenny Kate, if you're listening, do you have recipes for these things or are you just like naming
They're
things
just,
off the seat of
yeah,
your
they're just
pants?
making, yeah.
Because I will love you forever if you give me a recipe.
One of
Not
our
that I don't
local
anyway, but.
bakeries does an Elvis cupcake,
Is it banana
banana
and
and
peanut
peanut
butter and honey
butter.
butter?
It's a peanut
That
butter
sounds
cake
good.
with
I do like
banana.
that
Do
blend.
you put bacon on it too?
They do. They put like a little piece of
Like a
bacon.
bacon crumble.
Yeah. And but it's glazed bacon. It's like the sugar
Oh, like a
glazed.
honey glazed bacon.
Yeah, or maple. I think it's maple sugar glazed bacon.
God
So.
damn, I'm getting hungry.
I'm so sorry. Okay, let's talk book recs because Susie's in the comments telling us to stop. She's getting hungry. Susie, if
So
you can figure out
thinking
how to
the
make a muffin of any of these, let us know.
So in the world of cupcakes, Melissa Schroeder actually has a series. It's called Camo and Cupcakes. So it's a group of friends who come back from the army. Well, I think two of them were in the army, but like they had grown up together and or maybe just one of them. But the first book, he was in the army and he is the baker.
Okay.
I really enjoy that series. But one of them's a lawyer, but they own like he opens the bakery as part of like when he returns like to civilian life and that's like his readjustment and like after he retires.
What do you
Sorry.
got, Jenny? Do you have a bakery to recommend? A bakery book? We'll do bakeries first.
Weird Science, of course, by Penny Reed. I mean, Banana
A
Cake
banana
Queen,
cake
like.
queen.
Fair, fair. Okay. Lindsay, do you have a bakery to recommend?
Yeah, I'll do Hide and Seek by Leila Frost. The female main character is the baker.
That's a
I
good
had
one.
that one on my list as well. I really enjoy it.
Truly, Madly, Deeply by Erica Kelly. Again, you want to talk about an underrated author that
Yes.
nobody is reading, but a very bingeable, small town, fun series. In Truly, Madly, Deeply, the heroine has an opportunity to take over a dessert cupcake truck because the owner falls ill. So she takes it over during the town's big music festival. And she's renting a cabin on the male main character's family ranch, and he's a single dad. It's so good. But again, she makes these desserts and talks about like all the butter and the pounds of sugar, and I'm just like, I would like some of that. I would like that. Anyway. Okay, what do you got next, Leah?
I have Clap Back by Lonnie Lynn Vale. The bakery is named Pie Hard. But she is the baker. He is a cop. Her dad is the chief of police, but like hates the fact that she has a bakery, but everybody like goes because they love like everything she makes. But it's just a fun story.
What you got, Jenny?
Kissing Kosher by Jen Mitzler. It's a Jewish bakery and kind of like some undercover espionage type action going on.
Okay.
And it has really good chronic illness rep.
What do you got, Lindsay?
I have Mimi Kinley's Baker and Billionaires novellas.
Oh, those
So
are good
they're
ones.
really cute. They're really fast reads. The first one is like a hate to love kind of situation where he's the billionaire trying to destroy her bakery. I can't remember like all the details of it, but
Those
it's
are
been really.
great books too to like get over a slump.
Yeah, because they're real short, real fast, but very well done.
But they're also cute names. Like they have.
They are. We might be slightly biased because we love Mimi, so.
We do.
I do. I love her Mindy Kinley
Yeah.
books as well, a lot.
Okay, so Digging Up Love by Chandra Blumberg. She's an inspiring baker looking to leave her small town, but is thrown into an unexpected romance with a charming paleontologist when dinosaur fossils are found on her family's land.
Wait,
And it's a
what?
really cute what?
Lindsay's like, hang on.
It's a really cute cover. It's
She needs Lindsay wants
orange.
to write it down. That's
She
why she's
needs it
saying that.
now. What's this book?
Digging Up Love. I think it was a
It's
Montlake
really
release.
good. Yeah,
I
it
think it's a
was.
re-listen on Montlake.
Let's look.
I need this book. I want to find
This
Dinosaur
author has
Bones.
another book coming out this like next month.
It was a good
And
one.
I am really excited about it. She has a lot of, and her covers are adorable. Adorable.
You're standing on a cake of dinosaur bones.
Yeah,
Yes.
it is KU and it is read and listen.
It was a prime early read too. Yeah, it's a read listen.
Oh, boy.
It's a really good story and it's 345 pages, but it does not feel 345 pages.
Could it be more cute?
Right.
You
I'm
need
not
to read it.
disagreeing. It's adorable. Okay, Lee, do you have another book before Lindsay's like
Yeah, so
buying dinosaur bones?
Down and Dirty Zach by Jeannie St. James. She is the baker and she is delivering a cake to him when he first gets like to the clubhouse when she first gets out of jail and he mistakes her as a stripper.
Yes, I had that one on my list.
It's
Because
delightful.
bakers and strippers are kind of the same thing.
I mean he's been in jail for years and he sees a lady and he's attracted and he
It's a funny, I mean, it's dark because it's a motorcycle club, but
And
there's
hers are
some
darker,
little
yeah.
funny moments in that book. Jenny, do you have, and they ride motorcycles, Jenny, so
They do
bonus. That's
ride.
always a plus in the
They actually
MC
ride them
world.
a lot, so.
What do you have, Jenny?
Kiss My Cupcake by Helena Hunting. Like, I mean, you haven't read that book. It's a fun one.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they share a wall. She's trying to get her cupcake. Are you like place running and he's doing axe throwing.
Right.
Like,
And she has like champagne glasses on the walls and rainbows in color. And yeah.
yeah, they also have like a door between their, like on the wall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that causes some issues.
Okay, Lindsay, what do you have now?
I'm going to say The Haunted One by Brittany Shaheen. And I say that because at the very beginning of the book, she has a bakery and she winds up not having the bakery at the end. It's a whole part of the plot. It doesn't actually take place in the bakery, but she is a baker and a bakery owner.
I had
So.
that one too, Lynn, because it may not be like heavy in it, but it is there.
So Alexis Hall, they have two different queer repped bakery romances. Rosaline Palmer takes the cake, and Paris Delacourt is about to crumble. And Alexis Hall, they write really great queer rep. But their characters are very, there's at least one of them that's really awkward.
I love an awkward character.
Well, and stay tuned because Danica Flynn has the second book in her Murphy series. I'm currently beta reading it and it's really great. The heroine owns the coffee shop. These two are the, he is so awkward, the hero. So awkward. I was like, this might be the most awkward character I've ever read. Ever.
You have to wait a while because it's not coming out for a long
I
time.
think it's coming out maybe late fall.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't
I
know.
feel at the rate of 2025, it feels like 5 years. All feels
Exactly.
It
like
might be
five
5 years.
years.
Okay, last bakery rec. Let's do last bakery and then we'll go to coffee shops.
Okay.
Yeah. Maya.
I think it's Leah.
Okay.
I have Baking and Babies by Tara Civic. It's part
I had
of
that
her
too.
cupcakes and or chocoholic series that she has. I really enjoy everything that she puts out. Like some are better than others, but like she
If
just
you've
writes a
never read
really
her, now is the time to read her. She's currently fighting stage four breast cancer. And so, romance
Yeah,
community,
she's
we support, Romancelandia, we support our each other, and so she could use the extra love right now.
But she writes a really great rom-com and like she
Yeah.
had there's emotion in them, but they're very entertaining at the same time.
Okay, Jenny, now it's your turn.
A Billionaire Is Back by Kaylee Loring and Connor Kress. He just moves back and she's like takes over her mom's bakery and is kind of like struggling. Like normal, she had to come back home for X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And then her brother's best friend also comes back home and she's always had a crush on him. But he also has a lot of money that causes some issues.
Okay. Lindsay, what do you got for your last bakery?
I have to pick just one.
Just one.
If we have time at the end, we'll come back.
I'm gonna do a throwback. I've recommended these before, but Stripped Down and Mowed Over by Mae Harden, because it's two, not just one, but they're sisters. It's the first two in a series. She didn't finish it. Stripped Down, they're like working on opening up the bakery, so it's the sister who's like the bakery owner, and then the second one it's a sister who like works multiple jobs, one of them is like in the bakery, and there's like a romantic suspense element in that, so there
I'm
you
still a
go.
little salty that series isn't finished.
I know, that's why I'm like I'm read it under duress because it is not done and it's been years, but it's good and I really like it.
Jen Ellen brings up My Favorite Kidnapper by Melanie Moreland. That is the love of cupcakes. I am going to I'm gonna do a Lindsay. I have two. Donut Fall in Love by Jackie Lau, because I would be remiss if we didn't talk about donuts, because I am a fan of the donuts. And The Donut Trap by Julie Tayu. It's Tieu.
Sounds good to me.
It's all they are they own donut shops. I mean, come on, you guys, donuts.
That's a book I got for 10
That
cents
is
at
baking.
the library sale
Which
because the
one?
lady the donut trap, because the lady was like, this is a kid's book, and I'm like, it is not, and she's like, no, it's a kid's book, look at the cover, and I'm like, No, I will pay
not a
you
kid's
25 cents
book.
for this book. Like, she's like, no, it's a kid's book. It's only 10 cents. But I'm
No,
like,
no children should be reading that book. I mean, they
right? I'm
can.
like,
It's a
fine.
slow
If you want to
burn.
scar them for life,
It's a
perhaps.
very slow burn, but it actually the audiobook was exceptional on both of those. Jackie Lau's audiobook also in Donut Fall in Love was
I just really
exceptional.
love that title because I love a pun.
Well, and she also had like her cherry pie book. She has a book about Pi Day. I do love
Oh.
Jackie Lau. She's got a little bit of nerdiness in her that
She definitely
makes my
does.
heart happy. Okay, we're going to coffee shops now, guys. Coffee
Okay.
shops. Jen Ellen mentions it in the chat. Our friend Carrie Ann Ryan has one where the coffee shop is attached to the tattoo parlor next door, and it is a MMF romance called My Best Friend's Temptation. And they serve a lot of coffee, and I do like that one. What do you got, Leah, for coffee shops?
So Nikki Mays does her it's actually two books because it's book one and book two. It's a coffee shop owner and a bakery, but they are combining the business and like creating like a bigger spot. But it's called Surrender to You is book one and Addicted to You is book two. Book one, she is the coffee shop owner. He is a police officer and friends with her brother. They really like each other, but they're super awkward and like don't want to admit that they like each other, so they're really like weird around each other, but it's just they're funny and easy reads, and I really enjoy them.
Didn't Aurora Rose Reynolds have a book in one of her series that
Yeah, it's baiting him.
is
It's a
that
bakery.
that's a no in the Montana one
No, they no,
where
because
they're
she
gonna
book one and book three, they move to Montana.
but isn't she opening like a bookstore next to the coffee shop?
I think she was just doing a bookstore.
Okay, anyway.
But baiting him, she owns a bakery.
Okay. I'm
Which
confusing
you would think
books.
that there would be more coffee shops in Aurora's world because
Right?
it's a fairly big world, but nobody has a coffee shop.
We should ask her to rectify that.
We should.
Jenny, what do you have for coffee shops?
Marriage for One by Ella Mason. I mean, she's working on it's a marriage of convenience in her. Her benefit is getting the money to start her own coffee shop.
Lindsay, what do you got for coffee shop?
Rude Love by Piper Rain. It's set in Alaska and it is she's a coffee shop owner, he's an MMA fighter. It's like a side off of their Bailey series. I really liked this one. This was one of my favorite of the Green series.
Yeah, that was one of my. I didn't like a lot of the Green series, but
And I never. But I liked
that one's
that
a good
one.
one.
And also, like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I've been to a lot of small towns in Alaska. And, like, I just imagined it so well.
One of my favorite coffee shop romances would be Deja Brew by Celestine Martin. It is Groundhog's Day meets Gilmore Girls. It's a little bit witchy. I talked about it in our pumpkin and spice episode, and then I also talked about it in our witchy episode that we did, our fall vibe, and then again in our witchy episode. I really like it, that whole series. It's three books. It's just, it's quirky, it's fun. Again, lots of awkwardness in it. Sue brings up the Busy Bean series that's inspired by Serena Bowen in her True North world. That's a multi-author writing in the world. Some of them are good, some of them.
Yeah, I have that series on my list. I've read like two or three of them, but the whole series revolves around the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Everybody in the series like is in like a employee of the shop in
Shop.
some way or the other.
Okay, what else do you have, Leah?
I have Reckless Faith, but Faith by Nissa Catherine. It's in her most recent series. I don't think she owns it, but she is the manager of the coffee shop that is by the like
No,
their.
she owns it. She leases
Does
the
she own it? I couldn't
space.
remember if she owned it or
She owns it
not.
and leased the space. But the book before that with the sheriff, she
Yeah.
owns the bakery that's next door to the liquor store
Yes.
because her grandma owns it. So that has a bakery and a coffee shop in it.
But that honestly, if that you haven't read that series, you haven't read Nissa Catherine, you need to do it
It's a
because
really
it's
good
very
series, and I think it you can read as a standalone. You don't need to have read any of her previous books. And it's got that light suspense to it, which I think is always.
And they're on the shorter side too, so you're not like inundated into like 400 pages of chaos.
What do you have, Jenny?
This one's for Heather the Thief. It's a Lost Boys prequel by Kelly Fox. It's the one guy is working at the coffee shop next to the bar, and they are having like a Twitter war to help bring in customers and like accuse each other of stealing material.
That's fun. Lindsay, what do you have?
It is.
I have The Fadeaway by Rebecca Jenschak. This is one of my actually like my favorite books by Rebecca Jenschak, and probably one of my favorite coffee shop romances. So she is, it's a new adult. They're in college. She is a single mom. He is a star basketball player who does not know she's a single mom, and he has been after her, like trying to get her to go on a date. And like she says no, obviously, because she's got a kid she's taking care of outside of school and everything. And it's just really, really cute.
I'm going to go with Mansplain by Vanessa Vale. She's the owner of the coffee shop. I think it's called Hotties, right? Is the coffee shop
Yeah, I think so, Hotties.
called
Bright
Hot
pink
with
shirts.
the bright pink shirts, and he's the billionaire brother. They do not get along.
Well, and then he wears the like the
No, that's in
smallest,
book one, he does
but the
that. Smallest
Manhunt,
pink
yeah.
t-shirt
Manhunt.
ever. That series again. It's a small town, easy to read, very digestible. You can pick and choose. If there's a trope you don't like, pick a different one. I think they're, are they all age gaps? One of them's a age gap where she's older.
Yeah, that's the sister's book.
That's book
Right?
two.
I mean, there's gaps, but I don't think all of them are considered an age gap because some of them are bigger than others. Like
The
the
books were fun.
logger, like the logger owner and
The
like
landscape guy.
yeah, like that age gap is really big, but the rest of them aren't like super big.
And I think those are back in Kindle Unlimited too.
They might be here. I'll check.
Well, give us a coffee shop while you check.
I have Deja Brew also, but not by the same author. It's called by Jessica Gazziella. It is in her mafia world. So the owner of the coffee shop accidentally gets stuck transporting cocaine in her like coffee imports. And so there's this
Like
whole
on
like,
purpose.
well, so not on purpose. But then, like, once it happens, she's kind of stuck. And so, like, it's the whole,
Oh,
like,
okay, gotcha.
yeah, like they shipped it and then they're like, oh, well, you did it once. You have to do it again because, like,
It worked.
it worked. Yes. It's a really good series. Like, hero is like a hacker and, like, tries to stay away, but he can't. And she's a new shop to the area. And there's already another shop that is very popular, but, like, her coffee is good. And she's, so it's just, I really enjoyed Jessica Gazziella's stories. Like, they're mafia, but they're not super dark at the same time. So if you are looking to try it, like, she's a good entrance to it.
Place to start.
Yeah.
Okay, Jenny, what do you have for coffee shop?
Holly Freakin' Hughes by Kelsey Kingsley. This is actually her debut, which so it's pretty old. But they meet in a coffee shop and it's kind of critical to the plot.
What do you got, Lindsay, for
Mansplain, that series is in KU
is
right
in
now.
KU. What do you got, Lindsay?
I'll do Irresistible by Melanie Harlow. I've recommended this like 10,000 times, but Franny is opening her own bakery and coffee shop. It winds up being more of like a coffee shop setting throughout the series, but I'll recommend that one because it's probably one of my favorites
Hey.
by her.
Did you see the special edition covers that she just showed today? They're really pretty.
Oh, Melanie Harlow. Don't
Yeah.
like
Like
because
for
I'm.
that whole series, there's special edition ones with like sprayed edges.
I've
They're very
decided my
good.
approach to special editions is I don't like any of them
Wow.
unless I'm getting them.
You keep telling yourself you
You
don't
keep telling
like
yourself that.
any
Yeah, I
of
really
them.
like
I hate
sometimes the special
that.
editions I've questioned, but these ones I really enjoyed. You'll have to go find
She
them, or I
hates
can find
them.
them and send them to you.
The Wrong Cafe by Janet Aston. She works at the coffee shop. They meet at the coffee shop when he comes in to order. They have a one night stand, and then he ends up being her OBGYN. And
Oh, that's
there's,
awkward.
it was awkward. But there's also like, there's
Lube
really good
used.
lube used. Anyway, good butt sex rep. Leah, what do you got? This is your last one. Last one.
I have Daddy in Disguise by Taryn Quinn. The heroine is, I am blanking on her name, but she loves like horror movies, is very intense, but she makes like special blends and brews for like certain people, like, and but she never tells them what's in it, and so like she basically matches their coffee. Like, you don't order coffee, she gives you what you're gonna drink, but it always works out really well. And then it's in her Crescent, well, there it's two authors, it's in their Crescent Cove series. It's all like, it's basically all accidental pregnancies, so if that's a thing for you, you won't like that series, but it's fun, it's funny, it's small town chaos of delightness.
Okay, last one, Jenny.
I don't have any more that weren't already mentioned.
Okay.
Sorry. But I have had somebody make me a coffee like that. Like, I was pregnant, and the guy was like, "So you need a decaf?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he, it was at Starbucks, but he wrote a bunch of crap on the cup, and I have never been able to replicate it.
But was
Was
it
it,
good?
it was delicious. And I took a picture, and I was like, "Help me out here,
Yeah,
people."
I
But
can figure it out.
no,
I
that
used to work
sucks.
there. Send it to me, Jenny. I
Yeah.
can tell you.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Lindsay, last coffee shop.
I am going to be really mean to everybody who hasn't read this book because I saved this one just for the purposes of this episode for last. And it is Crazy Stupid Bromance by Lissa K. Adams. It's also like a major throwback, but the coffee shop is called Toe Beans. Toe Beans. That's it. Thank
Oh,
you.
and isn't it a
Just
cat
forget it.
cafe coffee shop?
I can't remember, but
I
I'm
think
really
so.
disturbed by the fact that it is called Toe Beans.
But I'm pretty sure it's a cat cafe. Like, she serves coffee, but you can also like rescue a cat.
Yeah.
Can I say that gives me some icks? Like, I have
Oh,
a
me
cat,
really. It's very
but
clear. Like, they're popping up places. Like, I know there's
I know
one
I
in the
don't
town
like
north of us.
it. Like,
I don't
if
like
I'm
cats.
leaving my home, I don't want to hang out with cats.
Okay, but there are some
Yeah,
people
but
that can't
some
have a
people that
cat.
do.
Yeah.
Well, I just won't go to those places. That's,
Exactly. They're not for
they're
you.
just not for you.
They are not for me.
I'd be allergic.
I have a cat. I don't need to see them outside my house.
So the
No, you had
last.
a cat.
I used to have three cats, but two of them have since died. They were all old. They're old. They were not young
They just
like cats. They
died.
were old
We can't say they
cats.
passed on to their next life. They're
They
dead.
crossed the rainbow bridge, but they were old, so it's okay.
Okay, so Shucked by Kate Canterbury. They open a coffee shop, but vegan coffee shop.
Yeah, they sell all kinds of
How does
like
that work?
plant-based stuff.
Well,
It
coffee
doesn't
is
work well.
plant-based. It's
Yeah.
bean
No, I know
water. It's
coffee is plant-based, but how do you?
oat milk, soy milk, I don't know. But it does
That
have a
just
coffee
sounds
shop.
gross.
It's integral to the part, to the story, to the plot, because that she's warring with the guy next door that owns the seafood restaurant.
She
So
has one, though. It's not hard pressed, but it's in that world where she is a baker, and I do enjoy that one because she kind of has a, her and the hero have like a love-hate relationship going on.
I don't know.
But I can't think of what that one's
That's
called.
all I can tell you.
It's not hard pressed. I know that because that's her male-male one, I think.
Okay. Those are our book recs. You can find them listed on our website at buzzingaboutromance.com. We might add some few extras that we didn't get to talk about. But now
It's
it's
that time
time. It's
for
time.
book
Book
of
of the week. It's book of the
the
week
week.
time. Lindsay, what's your book of the week?
I don't know.
Okay,
Oh,
we're coming
goodness
back to Lindsay.
gracious.
Jenny, what's
No.
your,
Well,
do you want to go?
No.
No. Lindsay, what's your book of the week? Or not Lindsay, Jenny. Jenny, what's your book of the week?
Every Wrong You Right by J.E. Parker. I just finished this yesterday. And
You bawled like a freaking baby, didn't you?
I
Oh my God.
did.
Do you have a book hangover?
No, not so much. Because I definitely did Aaliyah and like skipped and like read ahead, and that's when I was
You got the
bawling.
crying out of the way and then you went back to read the
Yes,
story.
I did.
Honestly, I say do that with all of her books because she will break you apart in so many ways every
Yeah,
freaking time.
it was unexpected. And yeah, it's really good. It's a tearjerker. I did enjoy that he bought her hearing aids.
Cheese and rice, Leah.
She like her heroes are like all over the top. Like they, oh my God, she likes
Yeah,
a really
they're
over the
like,
top, like possessive, like intense. Like
but your
I've
bad
been telling you
habits.
freaking people to read her for a really
But
long time.
your bad habits are spreading like disease.
You're welcome, reading world. You're welcome.
Cheese and rice. Okay, Lindsay, do you have a book?
I do. I read a lot.
Thank you, Jen Ellen.
I've read a lot of stuff this week, so I had a lot on my list for this episode, and then I reread. I tried to read a bunch of new stuff, didn't read any of it, DNF'd it all very quickly. I was like, nope, not in the mood, not in the mood, not in the mood, not in the mood. And then I reread Kiss by Kiss by Kaylee Ryan, and then I was like, I'm gonna listen to my Alien Space Goop audiobooks some more. So there was a lot of that going on this week. And I was like, nobody wants to hear me talk about that again. So I'm gonna say That One Regret by Carrie Elks because I finally read this. Becky's gonna be like, so much I told you so. We're gonna talk about it on Wednesday. So that's all
So
I'm gonna say.
good.
It was
It's
so good.
so good. And it's a really good audio, but we'll talk about it.
And Becky's gonna say I told you so like 10,000 times
She
over.
is. She
Hey,
cracks
I read
me
this one like right after it came out, so she
Yeah.
cannot tell me that.
Cannot.
She's been
Just
telling
saying.
me for over a year to read this.
I know she has.
I know. Okay, Leah, what was your book of the week?
My book of the week was Frankie by Janice Whitaker. It's her new one in her big Northwest series. So the this one it's enemies to lover, like friends to enemies to lovers type of thing. It's just it's really I just really enjoy it. The premise of it is it's not so much in this one, but they're kind of Bigfoot shifters. But she doesn't shift in this one, so I'm not sure. There's other sisters, and I like haven't read the other sisters, and I jumped into this one, which you can do that, and I wasn't lost, but I don't know if the other sisters shift in their books, but it's delightful and wonderful, and
Okay. Sasquatch shifters. Got it.
Sasquatch sifters.
Okay, so I have two books of the week. One was on brand with what we talked about this episode. It's a new release coming this Thursday, March the 6th. It's called An Imperfect Truth by Lee Caron.
Iran.
Caron. I knew I was going to get it wrong.
I asked her for the phonetic spelling.
You're so smart. You're so smart. Okay, so this is a friends to lovers. He owns the coffee shop. It's a small town, cozy. It's just warm and cozy. He is chubby, tatted, and bearded, and total golden retriever, slow burn romance. Like, this is a Heather and Jenny romance, if ever there was a Heather and Jenny romance.
And I'm talking to Lee soon. I'm
Yeah.
very excited
She
about
was a
doing
new
an
to me
author spotlight.
author. I happened to see her character art over on Instagram, and it was
The covers are gorgeous
adorable. Adorable. And I was like,
and
hey,
proportionate.
and proportionate. He's a big guy. Like, we don't get that all the time. Like, he's a big guy, and I love a big guy. I mean, so I really liked that. And then my other book of the week is If You Love Me by Helena Hunting. I think it comes out in 2 weeks. I got the audio for it. It is book four in her Toronto Terror series. It's an age gap. He's the goalie retiring out, and she's hired on as a defense coach. So she's an assistant coach for the team. But they had a one night stand 3 years
It comes out
previous.
March 13th.
Okay, comes out March 3rd, and she ghosted him. And
I
then
kind of like
he
when
didn't
that
know who she was,
happens.
but she knew who he was. But it wasn't icky. Anyway, I really enjoyed this book. Like, I devoured the audio. 10 out of 10 recommend. So
I may have to read that one
it was
because I
really
like a good
good. I
ghosty.
sent, I happened to have ended up with two ARCs and I sent Jenny the audio. I was like, here, you need to read this. And she's like, okay. Anyway, that's it for Book of the Weeks. Patreon update. Swag pack sponsor for March is author Lizzie B. Brown. She has some great bisexual rep in her books, so absolutely should check her out if she's a new to you author. She writes novellas. Her books are on the shorter side, so but she sponsored our swag packs for March, so yay. Those will be hitting mailboxes this week. Make sure you join us back here Wednesday for our discussion of That One Regret by Carrie Elks. The ebook is available on Kindle Unlimited, and the audio is available in Hoopla. Or I think it's in AnyPlay too, because it's a Tantor audio, so it should be wide everywhere. And then for a list of books we talked about on this episode, please visit our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. That's a wrap on this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed this steamy, sweet and steamy chat about bakeries and coffee shops and romance, because let's be honest, nothing pairs better with love than a fresh baked pastry or a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Do you have a favorite romance set in a bakery or coffee shop? We'd love to hear your recommendations. Come hang out with us on social media or drop us a message over at bookcaseandcoffee.com. And if you enjoyed today's episodes, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share with your fellow romance readers. Anyway, until next time. Wait.
No.
Wait.
Digging Up Love is $7.29 paperback on Amazon. It's already on the way to me. I mean, it's not. I bought it. I have to tell you, it's
Isn't
$7.29.
Lizzie's like
Everybody.
ordering paperbacks in the middle of the episode, so
We
you
have
did
all
this to
done
me.
that. We have all done that.
I'm just like,
Anyway, sorry. It's on topic at least.
That is a really
It
great
is.
deal, though.
It is.
And it's a
729.
super cute cover,
It
so
is, and it's a good book too.
I had to. It's 7.29.
We might need to put that on an episode for a Wednesday episode. It might be a good Wednesday
Yeah, I
episode.
agree.
Okay, until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.